Hey, listen, it's time for the word of the day. Uh-huh. Why do we do the word of the day? Well, apparently, if you have a full and voluminous vocabulary, if your vocabulary is expansive and extensive, you're a more interesting person.
Okay.
And a more rounded individual, and generally your prospects across the board in terms of love and life and every other opportunity that presents itself are improved. So we're doing this as a public service to you. Now, today's word of the day is wend.
Wend.
Yes, it's a verb, and it means, wend is a literary word that means to move slowly from one place to another, usually by a winding or indirect course. Wending is traveling or proceeding on one's way in such a manner. For example, hikers wend along the marked trails to the top of the mountain, which provides a panoramic view of the area towns. We wended our way through the narrow streets of the city's historic quarter, etc., etc.
Okay.
So, out through the fields and woods and over the walls I have wended, wrote the poet Robert Frost in Reluctance. That was the name of the poem, using the words familiar sense of to direct one's course. By the time of the poem's publication in 1913, many other senses of wend had wended their way into and out of popular English usage, including to change direction, to change someone's mind, to transform into something else, and to turn a ship's head in tacking. Hmm. All of that turning is linked to the word's Old English ancestor, wenden, which shares its roots with the Old English verb, winden, meaning to twist. Winden is also the ancestor of the English verb, wind, as in the river winds through the valley. Wend is also to thank for lending the English verb, go, to its past tense form, went, as in as a past tense form of wend, went has long since been superseded by wended.
Wow. Okay, interesting.
You haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. I can see from the expression on your face.
But I can still, I can also bring it into relation to my journey here, because as I wend my way through the world of broadcasting, my journey with Radio Life and Style continues to shape my passion for connecting with audiences and bringing engagement and engaging content to the airwaves.
I am impressed, mightily impressed, and I can tell you that you have a bright future ahead of you.
I wended my way through that.
Can you wend your way through the coffee machine?